Air traffic in May, June, and July was down 9% from the same period last year, according to the Air Transport Association. Lingering worries about terrorism and financial concerns are said to have grounded travelers. But commentator Christopher Elliott says those aren't the only reasons people are finding the skies unfriendly.
They listen to us. For years, travel experts have been telling people to hold on. Don't book your vacation until early fall. Why visit Europe when everyone else is there? Why drag yourself to a theme park only to stand in a long line? Autumn, we confided in whispered tones, is the perfect time to fly away on a vacation. But what happens when that unconventional wisdom becomes conventional? You get this summer, which could be one of the strangest in a while. Still skittish about the economy and still worried about terrorism and SARS, many people have put their flight plans on hold. They're doing what the travel mavens of the world have recommended since, well, since there have been travel mavens. They're waiting until the off-season. I stumbled upon this unlikely trend when I tried to reserve a river cruise on the Danube this fall. I expected the ships to be running about half full, but no, I was told. They were booked nearly to capacity. And earlier this summer, while on assignment at Disney World in Orlando, I was surprised to find about the same number of people as I did on my last visit a year ago, which wasn't a very good year for Disney. Peak season in Mouse Country isn't what it used to be. The numbers confirm my suspicion. Domestic airline traffic rose almost 10% last September from a year earlier. So what, you say? Don't you remember what happened in September 2001? Of course I do. But look further back. In the two previous Septembers, air traffic jumped by a total of 10%, too. In other words, people are beginning to prefer vacationing, or at least flying, during early fall. Not to come down too hard on my colleagues in the travel press here, but come on. What were we thinking, giving everyone the same advice? Doesn't our audience deserve better? If no one travels in July and everyone waits until September, then aren't we really just replacing one problem with another? I never thought I'd say this, but do yourself a big favor when you're planning your next getaway. Ignore us.
Christopher Elliott is the Ombudsman for National Geographic Traveler Magazine.